Dogged Belief: Four Mindsets of Champion Sales Dogs. Have you ever noticed that there are some people who seem to have the magic touch? It seems that no matter what they attempt, they achieve success. I've always wondered how that happens. I now believe that it is because they instinctively think like dogs. Dogs have four basic mindset disciplines that, once integrated, can dramatically change the results in all areas of life. With these disciplines, you too can have that magic touch. Are you interested? The first and critical question is, are you willing to truly think like a dog? If your ego can handle it, I'm sure that your bank account will appreciate it, because these mindsets are the reason some dogs can hunt, sell, and others never will. These mindsets are all about how you mentally deal with four critical areas everyone encounters every day. 1. Taking on challenges or adversity. Face the challenge. 2. Responding to a negative experience. Trap negative dialogue. 3. Responding to a successful endeavor. Celebrate all wins. 4. Viewing yourself and others on your team. Project the power of your personal intention. The success formula for all four points above takes only minutes to learn and seconds to apply, and is guaranteed to positively affect all areas of your life. Using these mindsets on a systematic basis has proven to improve sales by 30 to 80%. 1. Face the challenge. Taking on a challenge or facing adversity can be intimidating and is often loaded with anxiety. Most high-performance dogs are able to take on very challenging tasks because of their conditioning and training. For inspiration, they rely on very simple memory banks that can tell them that reward follows successful completion of their task. They don't remember the times they failed, unless these moments were linked to punishment or pain. The golden retriever probably doesn't poison her mind with visions of failure. You can tell by her eager expression of pure excitement and enthusiasm that she fully anticipates success. She's gonna get that stick. All she can see is the stroke, treat, or cuddle that lies ahead. She relies on the successes of the past, which she leverages to give strength in the present and courage in the future. Even when you haven't succeeded in exactly this situation, search for a similar experience from your past so that you can draw confidence and assurance from that event to assist you in the present moment. Strength can come from the past. You must learn to capture those successes and use them in the present. 2. Trap negative dialogue. The most phenomenal discipline you can implement is learning how to trap the mental dialogue that occurs during adversity. Have you ever seen a dog get depressed about missing the frisbee in front of the other dogs? Have you ever seen a dog give up after one try? Have you ever seen a dog skulk off and sit in the corner and tell himself how stupid he is for dropping the tennis ball? Adversity is part of life. Getting knocked back is part of the natural testing and feedback process of life. You may burn your tongue on the soup a couple of times until you discover it is the right temperature to eat. It's testing. You don't give up eating soup or eat only cold soup for the rest of your life. Dogs keep their energy high and keep bouncing back until they get the response they want. They don't need a formula because it's in their blood. Sales dogs, on the other hand, need the formula for winning in order to keep their brains from going into meltdown. Here are some keys to keeping your brain in check and concentrating on sales success. First, contrary to many traditional New Age personal development programs, it is critical to know how to externalize the event. That means it is important to attribute the cause of the problem to circumstances outside your total control. In other words, shift the blame away from you. For example, prospect having a bad day, bad timing, bad hair day, information that was unavailable to you, someone else's personal issues. Basically, it's important that you keep your mental house clean of any damaging trash. You can't allow a negative moment to be a reflection of any other part of your life, your business, or your sales cycle. That one prospect rejected your cold call doesn't mean that your whole week is going to be bad. It doesn't mean that your sales cycle is inherently flawed or that you're not cut out to be a salesperson. And it doesn't mean that you'll never get your finances in order. That is all crazy big brain thinking. A dog would never dream of making such wild and random correlations.